Process for creating a surveillance plan. The surveillance plan and its objectives must be integrated into the facility's IPC program as a whole. The findings from any surveillance program will, in turn, inform future investigations and activities by the QAPI and risk assessment teams. For example, the IP should collaborate with the QAPI team to ensure that the surveillance program generates the information needed to implement meaningful performance improvements. Key point: an important prerequisite to developing a facility and population-appropriate surveillance plan is for the IP to review the facility's risk assessments for the specific risks that have been identified as priorities. This will direct surveillance purpose, events to monitor, data to collect, etc. A surveillance plan is the set of protocols and guidelines that will direct surveillance activities. When designing a new surveillance plan or updating an existing one, an IP should follow a standardized framework to ensure that their plan fulfills the needs of their facility's infection prevention program. This framework includes the following key steps: select a methodology and purpose, assess and define the population, patients, HCP, and/or visitors, select events to monitor, determine the time period. The observation period needs to be long enough to accumulate enough events for the measurement to be valid. Identify surveillance criteria, case definitions, identify data to be collected, determine methods of data analysis, determine methods of data collection and management, design an interpretive report, identify the recipients of the report, develop a written surveillance plan, evaluate the surveillance plan. Each of these steps is discussed and referenced throughout this module, although not necessarily in order. Selecting surveillance events to monitor. Many different events might be monitored in a healthcare facility setting. As a result, the selection of events to monitor is a consequential step in designing a surveillance program. It is crucial that an IP identify those events that are relevant to their facility. For example, an IP working at an ambulatory surgery center will consider different risks to their patient population than an IP working in long-term care. The IP must be able to design a surveillance plan and program specifically tailored to the facility in which they are working, one that sets priorities based on the results of the facility's IPC risk assessment and the infection risk factors of the population, and is compliant with all mandatory reporting requirements or voluntarily adopted guidance. Doing so will ensure that the events subject to surveillance reflect organizational goals and objectives, the needs and demographics of the population, types of patients served and HCP, acuity of care, patient care processes, and services provided. Other important factors the IP should consider include availability of resources, personnel, financial, and technological, availability of the data required, and how to integrate and leverage existing performance improvement initiatives. It is common to monitor high-volume, high-risk events in a specific population. IPs should monitor events that have the potential to provide information that can be used to improve outcomes and infection prevention practices. Examples of events that an IP might select for monitoring include, but are not limited to, those shown in Exhibit 2-10. Exhibit 2-10. Potential surveillance events in various healthcare settings. Surveillance of outcome events involves tracking, analyzing, and reporting results of infection prevention and control programs and policies, for example, the number of sharps injuries or UTIs reported in a facility. These measures, called outcome measures, indicate the performance, or non-performance, of specific steps in a process that lead, either positively or negatively, to a particular observed outcome. Process measures evaluate the facility's procedures, policies, and practices, for example, compliance with safe injection practices and correct urinary catheter insertion and maintenance procedures, to determine if they have been implemented as intended. There are many elements to consider when determining whether to surveil outcome or process events, for example, the relative frequency of the event, the cost or impact of the negative outcome, such as treatment costs, length of stay, functional status, quality of life, mortality, severity measures, and litigation and/or public relations risks. Customer needs. Example, priorities set by the healthcare team. The community served. Example, health needs of the patient population. The organizational mission and strategic goals. Microbiology data and/or antimicrobial use. Regulatory or accrediting body requirements.